Yeah, he'd been afraid of that. When he'd been a kid, he and his brother, Colin, had found a dog out at the baseball field a couple miles from their house. It had been skinny as a rail, with a thin whip of a tail, and ears that seemed permanently lowered. After begging and pleading with their parents, they finally got permission to bring the dog home. But it had taken weeks to coax it close enough. And even years later, Flash had been skittish around strangers, hunching into shadows and hiding whenever somebody came over. Delaney reminded him of that dog. There was a deliberation to her attempts to be invisible, and he wondered what she was hiding from. But tonight wasn't the time for asking about it, so he let the comment slide.
While we're in confession mode, I have one to make myself.
Delaney dropped her gaze again, rubbing a finger up and down through the condensation on her glass. Sean couldn't stop thinking about what that would feel like on him. Shifting in his seat, he dragged his attention firmly to her face. Oh yeah?
I took that bow hunter safety course back in January to spend time with you.
Really? How did you even know I was taking it? She jerked her shoulders, still not meeting his eyes.
That day you were at the clinic for your physical, I overheard you talking to Eli about it.
We'd just met. You didn't even know me yet. The color was up in her cheeks again.
You kind of rescued me that day, when I almost dropped the vials from that blood work in the hall. Our patient has terrible veins, and blood work is always hard on her.
The look on her face was far more serious than a simple catch seemed to warrant. Then she banished it with a smile that skated the edge of flirty.
Besides, have you looked in a mirror?
He flashed a grin. I was too busy looking at you that day. At her look of skepticism, he added, No, really. You had your hair all twisted up with those stick things, and they slipped when you dropped the vials. Your hair came half down around your shoulders. She snorted in self-derision.
I was a mess that day.
You were gorgeous. He'd spent the rest of that week wondering what she'd look like with all that red hair loose and mussed from his hands. He hadn't known her then. The desire had only grown stronger over the months he'd spent working his way under that careful shell. She was still blushing, but now it seemed underscored with a glow of pleasure. Sean vowed to make it a priority to elicit that glow on a regular basis. He lifted his glass. To confessions, and getting out of our own way. Did he imagine that shadow crossing her face? Surely it was a trick of the light. With her first truly honest smile of the night, Delaney lifted her glass and clinked it to his.
Cheers.